When President Trump's tax reform plan passed Congress late last year, it was meant to provide some big benefits for small business owners. A new tax rate for pass-through companies and other reforms are meant to reward businesses that have a lot of employees and incentivize others to go out and hire more, according to Forbes. So what do small business owners around the country and here in Arizona think about the reforms? The show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on that. Hey, Lauren.
Hey. Well, if you ask the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that question, they'll say things are looking up. Every quarter, the Chamber polls 1,000 small business owners around the country, and this time they're reporting that their index is at an all-time high. It rose 3 points from the end of 2017 to a 66.3. Now, that means 66.3% of the small business owners they polled have a positive outlook on the economy. I spoke with Tom Sullivan, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, more about this, and he told me he thinks this is because of Trump's tax reform. The business people they talked to thought it was a good thing by a 2-to-1 margin, he said. But not every poll shows a rosy outlook, and there's still a large segment of them who are not quite sure whether it will help or hurt yet. I spoke with Sullivan more about all of this, and I asked him first how different it will be for small business owners who are about to file taxes under this new code this year.
We'll start with a positive, and then we'll get into some of the details. I mean, when you start with a positive, the fact that pass-through corporations, LLCs, sole proprietors, were part of the discussion in Washington, D.C. for tax cuts was very, very positive. So small businesses know they've got something. They just don't know exactly what it is. A big number is 20% deduction off the top for certain businesses. Also, something that's exciting is that full and immediate expensing for small business is something that we see small business owners beginning to really get excited about. So they're approaching this positively, and they're also approaching this with help from their CPAs. And those accountants, they share our optimism that when they're talking with small business owners, at the end of 2018, they'll see a net savings in their taxes.
In the index that just came out, can you break that out into some Arizona numbers for us? What does the outlook look like here among small business owners?
Sure. Well, when we break it into regions, we find that in the West, that they actually believe that they will see the strongest rise in profits compared to the rest of the country. Then when we get into Arizona, so first of all, I have to have a little bit of a caveat. So we get into some pretty small numbers when we get into a state specific. In Arizona, we found that small business owners are a little bit less positive about the national economic climate than they are their own climate in the state of Arizona. What does that mean? Well, to us in the policy world, it means that, sure, optimism is at an all-time high. Sure, tax cuts are contributing to that optimism. But we like to say that small businesses have a cautious optimism. So you probably know from speaking with small business owners in the Phoenix area that they were the first hit by the recession. They're also the last to recover. Mm-hmm. And so we see the belts on small business owners continuing to be tight, and they want to be optimistic to loosen those belts, but they're still cautious about doing that. And I think that that plays out in some difference of the numbers in Arizona. And then we have about a quarter of the small business owners we surveyed in Arizona are planning to hire in the year ahead. And that's comparable to national figures.
So you said you've spent some time in Arizona recently with small business owners. What did you hear from them? Does this all jive?
It does. We were there in December, which is a great time to be in Arizona.
Yeah.
And we asked, as a coincidence, this was right at the exact time Congress was considering tax reform. And so we asked a bunch of small business owners, what will you do with any savings? And there were a couple of aerospace companies. There was a travel agency. There was a design studio. And they held up these little signs. There were two that kept popping up. One was to grow my business. And the other was that they would reinvest in their business.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't all unicorns and rainbows, though, right? The Hill also conducted a poll recently in Arizona and a few other states around the country of small business owners. And they reported that most small business owners don't think that this new tax code will help them invest in their businesses. And I think this is the interesting thing from this. They said 54% of small business owners say the tax law favors large corporations over small businesses. Are you getting that sense as well when you're talking to small business owners?
Well, no, I don't get that sense. Sure, I'm biased because I see the world from a small business lens. But when we talk about big business versus small business, I talk with small business owner after small business owner, and we talk about, would you rather run a giant corporation or would you rather be your own boss? And you shouldn't be surprised by what I'll tell you that I hear, and that is, I'll work twice as many hours, work twice as hard to be my own boss because it's the American dream. So I don't see as much of the big versus small as that poll would indicate. And we don't think that that's an accurate representation of small businesses in Arizona or across the country. And I say that because when you look at a quarterly survey done by Ipsos that's run the National Consumer Sentiment Survey for over a dozen years, their methodology is beyond reproach. And you then take that in context with the broader economic numbers that are out there. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, we see that U.S. consumer confidence is at a 17-year high. That, I think, is much more consistent with our quarterly small business survey than other folks who are downplaying the possibility of economic growth through tax reform.
All right. Tom Sullivan is the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Tom, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Lauren.